Tariq El-Bashir on the Redskins. Is Jay Gruden safe already? We'll get to that with our Redskins insider from Comcast Sportsnet. Tariq will be here at 8:05. We are joined by John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. Fox Sports 910, Hokies, Wahoos, the Commonwealth Cup, the rivalry game Saturday at noon here on Fox Sports 910. And I just saw here that Virginia Tech football put out the tweet wondering how many Hokies can Scott Stadium hold. It's going to be an interesting question, Lays, because I'm looking at this crowd 40-60, maybe 50-50 on Saturday. It could be real interesting of who's in attendance.
I phrased that question to Mike Burnup on Monday night, and he thought it would be about 60-40 Virginia Tech fans. So
that wouldn't
again,
surprise
I've
me.
Never experienced the Commonwealth Cup, but that seems to be the trending logic in this area, particularly with it being Frank's last regular season game.
No, I've been there for many a years now, and I go back to like 05 and 07, even when the programs were more competitive and closer and had better years, and it was still an amazing amount of Virginia Tech fans. So I'm, yeah, 60-40 would not shock me at all on Saturday. Before we get to any more X's and O's and certain things about this game, you and I know the rules in the profession that we work in. We know we're not autograph guys, but every once in a while you ask a guy for a moment, for a photo. Saturday, or if you've done it already, you ask Frank Beamer to autograph something from his final game, like maybe a roster or two deep, something from the broadcast?
No, I didn't, and I'll tell you why. And actually, I left quickly for basketball, and Andrew Allegretta was kind enough to grab my flip card and bring it back to my office and said, do you want to hold on to this? And to be honest with you, I probably won't. But what I will take out of it is the conversations that we had that I obviously have recordings of leading up to that week and, you know, starting at the beginning of the season and all the way through. And that's pretty much my autograph from Frank this year. And of course, the memories that you take with as well. I've always been one that collects that way, and it's the stories that I'll tell about our time and our interaction together more so than an autograph. So I don't intend to be quite honest, although I do think I'll have frequent opportunities to be around the man in the years to come, which is something that will definitely be appreciated on my end.
We've mentioned this morning. I do want to try to keep most of the conversation because the guy's got one game left and it's special and it's a rivalry and it's fun and try not to rush life. But Pat Forty saying he'd bet his own mortgage that Justin Fuente is the next guy as the head coach. I don't doubt Pat at all. But the overwhelming feel is we're all kind of thinking this announcement is not that far off in the future.
No, I don't think so. I think we're all ready for it to happen next week. And I'm not saying I know anything on the inside because I definitely do not at this point. But, yeah, I think that's what we're expecting. We're expecting the Hokies to hopefully go down and take care of business in Charlottesville on Saturday, come back, and potentially a Monday or Tuesday announcement. But, again, that's just speculation as to the way the process seems to be playing out. And those that do have some knowledge seem to be thinking that as well. So I would not be shocked at all if there was something that was announced next week.
And folks, Lays isn't selling you a line because him and I had a private conversation the other day and he said, I don't know nothing. Because that's, you know, and it is impressive how Whit Babcock, if it is in fact Justin Fuente and it is in fact early next week, it is impressive now, 2 for 2, of how he's kind of going cloak and dagger underneath the radar and kept this thing so locked in and so quiet with nothing truly leaking out.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when they hired me, it was such a fraction compared to the interest level in this. But I remember people in the industry were even getting frustrated with Virginia Tech long before it was me that was selected because there was just nothing coming out about it. No one knew anything about the process or where it was or who was being considered. And that's really this way. And, you know, when I say I don't know anything, that's because I haven't really tried to find out anything, to be quite honest with you, because we still have the season ongoing and it's not something that we're going to have any impact on. So it's going to be something where the coach comes in. You want to look at that with fresh eyes and be receptive of that and then do what we need to do in terms of the publication of that. So that's all in the next couple of weeks. But right now, like Frank Beamer's fond of saying, we're looking at the Cavaliers and what we can do to get past them.
Well, let's get to that. We could have that conversation next Wednesday. John Lazer, he's brought to you by Cowan Gate. Give me the matchup. Give me something that right now as you're going through this and you're prepping, give me something you're really keyed in on this game.
Smoke Mizell, and that's where the Hokies need to key in on defense because you're looking at an area of your defense that has somewhat been the underbelly, the soft underbelly thus far this year, and that's the second and third layers behind that defensive line, and that's what Virginia does well as they take advantage of that area of the football field with their short passing game. Smoke Mizell leading the country in terms of running backs, receiving yards, and receptions, and that's definitely going to be a focal point part of their offense. So you're going to need big games once again from Deion Clark, Andrew Motuopuaka, and whoever it is, Anthony Chigog, who's filling in the secondary if Faison can't go. So that's the matchup that I'm looking there. How can you bottle up Mizell, and how can you keep that Virginia Cavaliers offense off the field to try to exploit that defense yourself on the other side with a potentially less than 100% Michael Brewer?
This thing has all the smells and all the makings of a fourth quarter game, and it's not going to be as much fun or as highly touted as Michigan, Ohio State, or Stanford, Notre Dame, but I go back to my word earlier. This feels like a scrappy, gone into the fourth quarter, deep into the fourth quarter contest, and let's see how it shakes down after that. He's John Lazor. Once again, 10:30 pregame, noon kickoff. Before we let you go, let's get to the Thanksgiving Lazor's Lightning Round. First question for you, Lazor. This is your first Virginia-Virginia Tech rivalry, but up until now, what is the favorite rivalry of John Lazor?
Packers-Vikings, that's a big one where I come from. And like you were talking about earlier, it was frustrating for Vikings fans because the Packers fan base, like Texas, is a little more widespread than the Vikings is. It was centric to Minneapolis, so our stadium would get invaded by them. I can feel that pain, but I'm not going to this Saturday.
Pain.
John Lazor, baseball guy. Give me your grand slam, your four main Thanksgiving foods.
Green bean casserole, stuffing, gravy, and of course turkey.
White meat or dark meat?
Dark meat growing up, white meat as I've gotten a little more sensible and responsible.
Ooh. Next! I saw Creed last night. What is John Lazor's favorite Rocky movie?
Rocky IV, and I know that that's not a popular answer. Rocky I, because it was such a cinematic achievement. Rocky IV, because it was just downright entertaining, and that's where Creed comes from, because his father died in Rocky IV. I'm seeing that tonight, buddy, just outside of Philadelphia, where I'm headed after we tape Virginia Tech Sports Today this afternoon. I'm pretty excited. The reviews are positive, I understand.
All right. Would you claim yourself as a true Rocky fan?
Yes.
You'll appreciate it. You'll like it. They did good with it. I'm not giving you anything, but I think text me when you're done. I think you'll like what they did with this movie. It was good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And you're talking to a guy who's one of my best friends, got a noise complaint in his dorm room in college watching Rocky IV by himself.
Attaboy. You saw North Carolina last week. They're up to number 14 in the latest rankings. What shot do you give North Carolina to make a run at Clemson next weekend?
I give them a good shot because I think they withstood just about everything they could here at Lane Stadium and then came back and showed a lot of fortitude in winning that game because literally it felt like the whole world was against them, at least the college football world. I like that offense. I don't think they played very well against Virginia Tech. They shot themselves in the foot a few times with some fumbles, but I think they're better than that. I think they could take a run at Clemson, absolutely, and represent the Coastal Division and the ACC potentially in the playoff.
Final one. Which will you have more tomorrow? Plates of food or football games on your TV?
Plates of food, because I don't have a whole lot of interest in the games tomorrow. I don't want to watch your Eagles squad. I'm going to be forced to because I'm going to be surrounded by Eagles fans up where I'm heading. But, yeah.
Yep. I can't complain about that one. I got one. Carolina-Dallas should be fun tomorrow. Other than that, I want to watch Brett Favre's jersey get retired. And, food, football, a couple power naps in there, and well-rested, ready to go for Saturday. Have a good Thanksgiving, buddy. All my best.
Thanks, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Brian and Aaron and everybody else.
You got it. John Lazor, ladies and gentlemen, he's brought to you by Cowan Gates each and every Wednesday for quality 30 minutes.